From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting at least six Jordanian border guards were killed, several others wounded in a car bombing Tuesday outside a Syrian refugee camp near the Syrian border. Islamic State fighters in Syria pushed Russian-backed government forces out of Raqqa province and attacked U.S.-backed Syrian rebels outside the IS-held town Manbij. Regional analyst Stephen Zuna says it underscores the insurgency's continued potency.
Islamic State not only has been effective in terms of inflicting terrorist attacks abroad, but in part because they have that large amount of captured U.S.-made weaponry from Iraq. They have modern fighting vehicles for this kind of open warfare.
Meanwhile, the U.N. says it was able to deliver food and medical aid to most besieged Syrians near Damascus. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he plans to meet with department employees who co-signed a so-called dissent channel statement on U.S.-Syria policy. Kerry called it well-written and very good. His spokesman, John Kirby.
I think what the secretary was referring to was that he did read it, that he found it to be a well-written argument. And as for meeting with the authors, he has expressed an interest in meeting with at least some of them. I mean, there's a lot of them, so I don't know that we'll be able to pull off a single meeting with each and every one of them there, but he has expressed an interest in talking to them, and we'll do that in due course.
The 51 mostly mid-level officials called for targeted airstrikes against the Syrian regime as a means of exerting pressure on it to pursue a political settlement. Nigeria's currency, the Naira, slumped some 40% Monday after the government removed its peg to the dollar as a way to ease a chronic shortage of foreign currency. The government trying to reverse the slump caused by falling oil prices. This is VOA News. According to partial transcripts released Monday, the gunman who killed 49 patrons of an Orlando, Florida nightclub June 12th called himself an Islamic soldier, threatened to strap hostages into explosive vests during phone calls with authorities. Lee Bentley is the U.S. attorney involved in the investigation of the worst U.S. mass shooting.
We wanted to release the transcripts at this time so that the public would have a better idea of the timeline during the morning hours of June 12th, and also so that you would have a better idea of what the law enforcement officers on the ground were dealing with when they made the decision to enter the nightclub.
Authorities believe Omar Mateen, who was killed in a shootout with police, was acting alone with no direct assistance from Islamist militant networks. In Afghanistan Monday, more than 20 people, including 14 Nepalese security guards, were killed, several others wounded in multiple bombings. A Taliban spokesman claimed the responsibility for the deadliest attack on a minibus carrying the security guards who worked for the Canadian embassy in Kabul. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hosted actress Angelina Jolie Monday, marking the U.N.'s World Refugee Day. The special envoy for the U.N. Commission for Refugees warned against turning our backs on the plight of a record number, 65 million refugees.
To do that would be naive, irresponsible, and dangerous. We face a very clear choice: to continue as we are and see displacement and insecurity grow, or to come together with other nations and find a new approach, one that does not focus solely on aid and resettlement, but on solution, stability, and returns.
She warned against a rising tide of intolerance and xenophobia directed at refugees. Somali-based al-Shabaab fighters said they killed five Kenyan policemen in an ambush of a police convoy as it traveled through the northeast part of the country. The attack occurred near the town of Elwak, near the southern Somali border. The jihadist group has launched a series of attacks after Kenya sent troops into Somalia to fight the insurgency. Supporters of Venezuela's opposition waited in long lines Monday to verify signatures as part of a lengthy process to request a recall referendum against President Nicolas Maduro. The verification process continues through Friday. Opponents blame Mr. Maduro's socialist policies for the country's food and medical shortages, rampant inflation, and power cuts. Excessive heat warnings have been issued across much of the U.S. Southwest and Southern California, where dangerously high temperatures have already led to the deaths of at least four people. New wildfires erupted Monday west of Santa Barbara, California. Other blazes burned across Arizona and New Mexico. The desert city Palm Springs saw a high temperature of 48 degrees Celsius. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.